it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. In this week, with International Women's Day on the 8th of March, I thought it important to have a talk about what's happening with the Women's Branch. We haven't covered that for a few months. So we're speaking today with Vicky Alipassanopoulos, who's on the committee of the Women's Branch. Hi, Vicky, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Vaughan.
Now, we haven't spoken to you on this program, so how about you start by telling us who you are and what you do?
Okay, well, I've been vision impaired since the age of 4. I've worked as a case manager for Vision Australia for 10.5 years, and now I'm having a break from working and involved with the Women's Branch. I got on the Women's Branch at our last AGM. I was involved with the Women's Branch 20 years ago, but took a break from it because I was working and things like that. But now I've got a bit of time to be involved again.
And you live in Melbourne?
I do, yes. I've always lived in Melbourne all my life, yeah.
A case manager for Vision Australia, what's involved in that?
Okay, so I worked with mainly adults who were blind or vision impaired and assisted them to access Vision Australia services as well as other services in the community which they might have needed.
Is your background then one of social work or occupational therapy?
My background in social work, so I went into the degree at Deakin Uni, and yeah.
Now, International Women's Day is coming up this week on the Thursday, the 8th of March, and I'm guessing that the Women's Branch has something planned for that?
We don't at this stage, but we are having lots of, we continue on with our women talks points or so, and we've got one coming up which I'm facilitating the next one, and that will be on looking at dangerous relationships that women can sometimes find themselves in.
Yes, that's a very important discussion, isn't it? There was a feature on that at the convention last October. Were you there?
Yeah, I was there, and that was we had a lot of people turn up to that session, so it was quite successful, and we had a bit of feedback come out of that. So hence why we're doing it again. We also did had a phone discussion on that a couple of years ago where we had author and psychotherapist Marina Becker come and talk at that phone group, and we're going to have her back again to talk about her book, also called Dangerous Liaisons, and it's now in audio through the Vision Australia Library. We've had it put into audio.
Yeah, that's fabulous, isn't it? She spoke with Peter Greco on his Vision Extra program recently, and it was a very interesting discussion.
It was, and it's fantastic that we've been able to put her book into audio.
How can people get access to that?
They could probably ring the library, if they're a member, and ask for it to be put onto their players or however they access books. But I'm sure the Vision Australia Library would be happy to assist members to get a copy of it onto their players so that they can hear it.
Mm. Yes, I've been reliably informed that it's a very worthwhile book reading. When is this Women Talk teleconference?
Thursday the 22nd of March at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And what's the process for getting involved on this occasion?
If people would like to email myself at lola1@optusnet.com.au, or they can phone the VCA office and they will pass the message on to the women's branch that they'd like to be involved. And then before the meeting, we will let members know that are interested in participating, the phone-in details for that.
Okay, so Thursday the 22nd of March, that's a day that you need to put in your diary. It's a very important discussion. What else has the Women's Branch been up to, and what teleconferences are planned for the next few months?
At this stage, we've also got another one in May, looking at the pros and cons of using a guide dog and people's experiences of, going from cane to using a dog and sometimes having to go back to using the cane. So chatting about guide dog mobility.
Do you have a dog yourself?
I have had, and I've found that to be a fantastic experience. There's obviously lots of costs having a guide dog, things like vet bills and food and all that sort of thing, but I just found that to outweigh, any negatives of having a dog, because it was just a great experience of, being able to get around a lot more easily than having a cane.
Yes, it's a very important topic, particularly for people who haven't had dogs before. It can be a life-changing experience, but there can be a lot of hard work and heartache that goes along with it. I've had three dogs myself, and I've certainly had the experience of, getting a dog for the first time and getting subsequent dogs as well, because, of course, that's different as well.
Look, absolutely it is. It's a huge step to take. I remember when I first got my guide dog, I just wasn't really sure about it, because obviously having to look after the dog, but and then I ended up losing my dog, and that was pretty difficult, because you've got them for a long time, and they're part of the family, so that can be pretty difficult.
Mm. Yes, it certainly can. Tell us what else the Women's Branch is doing.
This year, one of the projects that we're undertaking is in the area of domestic violence, so things like services and where you might be able to go for information and things like that. So that's something else that the branch is undertaking. So we might be calling on members for any resources that they might have. So if anyone's got any, resources or services that they want to tell us about, they're welcome to email the branch at nwb@bca.org.au.
And just remind us who's on the committee again.
Okay, so Janine Sardou, our president, Janine's from Victoria. Leonie Barber from Queensland is our Vice President. Joyce Jones from Queensland is our Secretary. Anne Jackson from Tasmania, she's our Treasurer. Lisa Hayes from New South Wales. And her role is Membership Development. Deb Packer from Albury, and She's our standard representative. Julie Sutherland from South Australia. And she's our National Policy Council rep. And there's myself. And I have the role of communication, so that involves liaising with existing members and any queries that they might have. I hope I haven't forgotten anyone.
And roughly how many members are in the women's branch?
We've got around 230 at the moment.
And, of course, other people can join?
We always welcome more members, of course.
How can people join the branch?
You can call our office, and it's $10 to join. So if you contact the national office, they'll be able to process the payment, and then our details are forwarded, forwarded onto the branch. Got an email list of people can join our women's branch, women talk email list, and that's pretty good to get support, or, you know, whether it's just how do I, you know, if you want information on how to do something, the members are pretty supportive on that list. So members are always welcome to join that too.
And how do people join that?
If you email our branch, nwb@bca.org.au, your details are forwarded on to Jenny Dawson, who moderates the list, and she can join you up. We'd love to hear from members that aren't on email, because we'd like to get them more involved.
That sounds great. Thank you, Vicky, for joining us on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Vicky Alipassanopoulos there with information about the Women's Branch. If you'd like to get in touch with the National Women's Branch, you can email nwb@bca.org.au, nwb@bca.org.au. You can, of course, contact the Blind Citizens Australia head office if you wish on 1-800-033-660. That number again, 1-800-033-660. And they'll be happy to assist you with any inquiries you might have. That's it for this week's program. If you'd like to get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia, that all-important phone number again, 1-800-033-660. The email address, bca@bca.org.au. If you'd like to donate to Blind Citizens Australia, you can find information on how to do that and many other things on the website, www.bca.org.au. Now, there have been some issues with the website of late. Hopefully, it will be up and running very soon if it's not by the time you hear this. Furthermore, Blind Citizens Australia is available on Facebook, so if you'd like to get in touch with somebody or you would like information about issues relating to blindness or vision impairment, have a look at the Blind Citizens Australia Facebook page. This podcast is New Horizons, and it's available to RPH stations across the country. Each RPH station airs the program, so if you want to find out when it's going to be aired, then get in touch with the station in your area. If you don't have an RPH station in your area, but you do have a radio station in your area that you would like to take the program, then get in touch with them and find out if they could possibly take the program, and get them to get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia, and we'll make that program available to them. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company this week. Do take care until we speak again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.